Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
John Robertson is the Executive Vice President of the Obama Presidential Center. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
John, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah. By the way, I think sometimes folks mess up the names, and I might be included in that. It's not the Obama Library. Is it exactly that, the Obama Presidential Center? Is that what we call it?
That's correct. This is the Obama Presidential Center. The Obama Library is actually a fully digitized digitization of all of the president's papers. But the Obama Presidential Center is something that is very special and unique amongst any of the existing presidential centers or libraries, in that it not only includes a museum, it also includes a home court, an athletic facility that has an NBA quality gymnasium that will be open and available for community. It also includes an auditorium where we will be able to convene people to hear conversations about things that help to improve community. We have a fruit and vegetable garden located on the site as well, modeled after the First Lady's initiative at the White House. We have a playground so that when people want to come to the site and may not even want to go to the museum, but they want to enjoy being on the presidential campus, and so there's a playground for children. We have a Chicago Public Library, which will be the model for future libraries that will be done in the city of Chicago. And we have a great lawn where we will be doing all types of activities like movies in the park and a number of different things and a number of programming spaces that we will have that support our foundation programs, but is also inclusive of community. So this definitely, with the Presidential Center being located on the south side of Chicago, the best side of Chicago, we are very excited that now we are going to be able to bring this wonderful, iconic global civic cultural institution to our great city.
One last question about that before I ask you about the jobs. Is there something you would describe as the centerpiece of the center?
You know, I think that it really is an all-encompassing presidential center. The president and the first lady simply didn't want a museum that reflected on the past. At the foundation, our motto is that we inspire, empower, and connect. And so every aspect of the presidential center centers around those three things. And so the museum tells the story of President Obama and the First Lady and how they met and came to be right here on the south side of Chicago. But it also tells the story of America and how the confluence of events came together that made it possible for them to become the first African-American president and first lady in the history of our country. But our forum, where our auditorium is, and our program spaces really provide the opportunity for the convenings of people to discuss the ideas of what it will take for collective action to improve communities. And so whether you're from South Shore or South Korea, this is going to be the space that is going to empower you with the tools and the information that you need to go back to your communities to create change.
What's the, this is just a personal question, I don't want to dwell on it, but what's the capacity of that auditorium? I do a series of presidential interviews with reenactors, with a reenactor, and I think my conversation with Thomas Jefferson or Teddy Roosevelt would be perfect for your stage. What's the capacity of the theater?
Well, we made the theater large enough to accommodate 300 people, but it is a very intimate setting, and that's really what the president wanted to ensure in terms of making sure that we had these types of spaces where we could have conversations and have dialogue and presentations to inform people about how they can improve their communities.
How many people will you employ?
Well, you know, we announced earlier this year that because we are opening in June of this year, we are hiring 150 new full-time employees. And these positions will span across a number of different groups within the Obama Presidential Center. We have our visitor services and experience positions that are primarily responsible for frontline greeting and guiding of our guest experience. We will be hiring security guards so that when people come to the Obama Presidential Center, they are coming into an inviting and safe space so that they can enjoy the experience. And then we have those that are going to be working in our facilities group who will be responsible for making sure that both inside and out, that the presentation of the Obama Presidential Center is pristine. Every blade of grass, every flower, every floor is going to be of a quality that is reflective of the name that is on this presidential center.
Will you be looking for volunteers like the museums have, or are you just looking for full-time paid staff right now?
Well, this for this particular initiative, it is for full-time employment. But we anticipate that there is going to be a great deal of excitement for people who want to be a part of and help to support the Obama Presidential Center. So, yes, we anticipate that there will also be a component where people will have an opportunity to volunteer.
Do I have to have experience? Do I need a college degree? What will the jobs pay? Those sorts of things.
Well, you know, these are entry-level jobs, like most of these types of positions at different cultural institutions. But we are really focused on making sure that we are going to be competitive in terms of our compensation and our benefits. But what we are looking for is that we're looking for people who understand the value and the mission of our organization. We want people who are going to be excited. We want people who are from the community. We want people from Chicago to greet guests from all over the world and show them what is so great about the South Side of Chicago and what is so great about our city. So,
will you give preferential treatment, though, to people on the South Side as opposed to the West Side or Northwest Side?
Well, look, we're located on the South Side because the South Side was so formative in the experience and the lived experience of both the president and the first lady. So there are three communities on the South Side that we are doing a lot of heavy recruiting. We also have four local organizations, CARA Collective, North Lawndale Employment Network, Skills for Chicago, and St. Sabina Employment Resource Center, who are also helping us to identify and recruit candidates for these jobs. And so while we certainly want people from the surrounding community to be able to benefit, and that's one of the things that the president talked about when he decided to locate his presidential center here, he wanted the local community to be beneficiaries of this great opportunity. But we are looking for people from all over the city. We want, and we know that we are a world-class city, so having world-class folks work at this institution, work at the Obama Presidential Center, is exactly what we're looking for and exactly what we need.
If I were a chatty sort of person and wanted to be a docent, where I would just walk groups around and say, behold this, and here's this, and tell this, and you could train me, I think this would describe a lot of people who would like to work at a place like that. Is that a job that will be available?
Well, and that's part of, you know, you call them volunteers. We are actually going to be calling them ambassadors. And so within all of our spaces, whether it's the museum, whether it's in our forum building, whether it's at the fruit and vegetable garden, whether it's at home court or across the entire almost 20-acre campus, we are going to be utilizing our ambassadors in a variety of ways to tell the story of President and Mrs. Obama. To tell the story of how these two people whose formative lived experiences came from the South Side and propelled them to a very unique and historic opportunity of serving as our president and first lady.
You know, I think a lot of us have driven by, I certainly have many times, the property. It's been interesting to see how it has gone from some sort of obelisk-like creation to what you're describing as more of a campus. I haven't seen the fields, and I certainly haven't seen the gym, but it's to me, gotten to be a lot better looking. And I'm wondering what it is like on the inside of the area, on the opposite, you know, on the inside of the area where the stained glass is. Is that a real tall ceiling, or is that multi-floors? Can you just tell me what it's like inside that area?
Sure. So it's a building of about 252 feet. It's eight stories. We have multiple floors of museum space, But additionally, we have multiple floors where visitors can come to the Presidential Center and you don't have to pay. And that is what's so wonderful about this and what is so unique about this Obama Presidential Center is that it was designed with community in mind. And so if you don't want to visit the floors of the museum, you will still be able to go to the very top floor of the museum building and be able to peer out and see the expansive views of the South Side, to see expansive views of the Midway Plaisance and the West Side, and to see views of downtown. There is nowhere on the South Side that gives you this perspective of the city, and it is all free. And so that is what is so exciting and what is so unique about this particular Obama Presidential Center.
Well, you have dining. Can people eat there? Like at the Art Institute, they've got a nice little restaurant area. What it'll be like there?
Our restaurant is going to be better. we're going to have
answer.
We're going to have a phenomenal restaurant experience. We're going to have a cafe. The restaurant, as I said, is going like with the First Lady's initiative at the White House in terms of fruits and vegetables. They're going to be utilizing things that are grown right here on the campus as part of our restaurant preparation. So it is going to be a phenomenal, I think, dining experience. I think that people are really, really, really going to enjoy it. And you will see some of the president's preferences on the menu, like the chili.
Yeah, I was thinking because I remember when he was on the Check Please show, and we knew a little bit about where they had their date and where the first couple liked to eat. So some of those restaurant or items, some of those food choices will be reflected in the menu there, huh?
Absolutely. The president has been intimately involved in making sure that the menu that has been curated is one that is really focused on comfort, not too fancy, because it really is about the gathering of people around the kitchen table.
Yeah,
that's kind of the feel that that we want to be able to have. We want the food and the menu to be approachable, and I'm really excited about the partnership between Chef Rome from the South Side and Bon Appetit, who are the joint venture partners that are going to be operating the restaurant. So it's going to be really exciting.
John Robertson is the executive vice president of the Obama Presidential Center. So we got to go, John, but what's the website I should click on, and when do you actually begin hiring? What does somebody do right now?
What someone does right now is exactly what over 7,000 people have already done. You go to www.obama.org/careers.
Obama.org/careers. Okay. John, I'm looking forward to it. It's a good pitch, and congratulations on what we've seen so far. We look forward to coming in and actually taking a tour.
Absolutely. Looking forward to being able to host you, John.
John Robertson is the executive vice president over there.